All right. This day's already starting off crummy, Pat.
I'm sorry to hear that.
You know, my monitor's been on the blink. I have an HDMI monitor, and it started to go on the blink, so I plugged it into the regular jack. Didn't work, so I ordered a new sound video card for it. And I tried to install that early this morning, and I think I installed it. Who knows? But it's still not working yet. And then when I rebooted the computer, of course, what was it? Windows was updating. So after a 20-minute update, now the computer rebooted, and then I've already got to be on the air, so I can't finish trying to install this video card. So that's the way my morning started, Pat.
Yeah, you know, you just never know. You just never know where these days are going, that's for sure. Especially when you don't have like an IT guy on 24 hours, 7 days a week.
I do. It's me.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I'm the IT guy. God help us.
Yeah, the everything. Yep.
So now we also installed a new temperature reading software in our computer the other day because our computer, which feeds the temperature to us, was giving us wacky temperatures.
Okay.
So we found out why yesterday. The software, there is a weather station in Mitchelltown. Mitchelltown is just off of Route 4. And it's very high, and the temperature can be drastically different than where we are here in Sharon. Yeah. Mitchelltown's only probably about a mile away, but it's in a remote high. Anyways, so we switched. They told us to switch it over to there's a weather station in Lakeville at Indian Mountain School. So we switched it over to that, and this morning, yeah, there's a degree or two difference between here and Indian Mountain, but not the wacky changes we had. It's been technologically, it's been a challenging 2 days, Pat.
Yeah, well, Mercury is retrograding.
I know.
I just don't want to tell you that.
I know. So anyway, and the weather yesterday was okay, but it was not what I would hoped it would be.
No, there was a lot of clouds, lot of wind. It was cool.
The wind is the thing that it just didn't die down like I thought it would.
Right, and in the city, it must have been very chilly.
Didn't go.
Oh, you didn't go.
Didn't go.
Well, I can tell you, it was very chilly. And today, we won't have the wind. We'll have sunshine, 45 to 50, partly cloudy tonight, only in the low 30s. For tomorrow, developing clouds, but 50 to 55. Then on Friday, showers very mild, 55 to 60. That front will go by Friday night. Some sun and windy, maybe a passing shower Saturday with a high of 50, so we knock it down by 10 degrees. And then on St. Paddy's Day, we'll have sunshine with highs in the low 40s. So a little bit more seasonable by St. Paddy's Day. But overall, not a bad weekend for this time of the year.
Kingston had their St. Paddy's Day parade when it snowed and rained the other day. It was cold.
Too bad.
Nobody lining the streets at all.
No.
Irish eyes weren't smiling.
Irish eyes were not smiling.
Anyway, when's the next blockbuster storm coming?
Well, let's take a look at back on the 6th of March.
When we looked at the
new American GFS model, it said that there was going to be a monster storm for the 21st, which is a week from Thursday,
right,
from tomorrow. Today's model is out, and I'm looking at it. This is for the 21st. What does it show? Nothing. There is a storm, but it's in the ocean, and it's east of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. So, again, as you can see, long range, it's not working out.
Does anything else long range show it?
No, nothing. The models are not showing anything through the next 15 days, but I still don't trust it at all. And I think next week will be tricky. If we don't see something coming up early next week, then we have to watch for late next week because of the jet stream. So definitely bears watching. But at least, this week we're really coasting, which is nice,
But maybe I'll get rid of, I still have in front of my house about 3.5 inches of snow.
I would say in front of my house about 3 as well. Yeah. But across the street, lucky if they have one, because that's where they get the sun.
Yeah.
And I don't get that much sun. So we still have a healthy snow cover on our side of the street. Now, I have, now this question, what was the question? For? Oh, yeah. I have a appliance question for Marshall.
Appliance.
How about this, ladies
appliance.
And gentlemen? It's not movies, it's not computers, and it's not weather. This is something brand new. A very dear friend of mine, Joan, who has a cabin up at our lake. She lives in Pennsylvania, by the way.
Yep.
But she comes to our lake. She's been coming to our lake since she was a kid. Her refrigerator broke last year. And she's looking to buy a propane refrigerator. So now online, I did find a couple of places, relatively cheap. One is in Arizona. The other one's in Nevada. And they will deliver. But of course, you're going to pay for the shipping.
Yeah.
And then I thought, I said, you know, I wonder if Marshall knows of any places up there in Connecticut that may sell propane refrigerators.
Not around here.
No. So I figured, you know, the RVs all have them.
Wouldn't it be cheaper just to buy a propane generator that that she could run directly? Run the refrigerator.
No, because she would have to leave the generator on even when she's not there.
All right.
Any food and stuff like that in the refrigerator would go bad. Say she's not up there for a week and she only goes on the weekends.
Well, then she should sell her cabin.
Well, I only go on the weekends.
Yeah, but you and I are looking to install a refrigerator.
No, but I bought mine from Pennsylvania, from the Amish country. And I bought mine, I would say, at least 12 years ago. When I bought it, it was $1,500. And the one I saw online for her right now, which is brand new, is also $1,499.
Well, I see a bunch here $729. PC Richards, $764.
PC Richards.
PC
propane?
Richards. Yep. $764.
Are you kidding me?
No. A Frigidaire 34-inch, 16.6 cubic foot refrigerator. $764. Now, if you want to get... Now you get more expensive ones that are smaller. That's the funny thing. There's this Summit 24-inch countertop propane refrigerator, which is $800.
No, she doesn't want that. She wants a full standing refrigerator with a freezer on the top.
With a freezer on the top, let's see here. Yeah, they're all around $1,000 to $2,000.
So, I mean, that's what, and they're at PC Richards?
Yeah.
I got to check that out. I have to check that out.
Does she want the apartment size or the full size?
She wants a full size.
It's a solar-powered refrigerator.
But, you know, what is it? I don't know. What do they call them? 19-something? 19, I don't know if it's called a 19-inch or something like that.
It's. I'm looking at a whole bunch of them here. And, the two here, Superior Propane LP off-grid refrigerator, 8 cubic foot, two-way, $1,400.
That's it. There it is. Yeah.
There's if you want the full size ones, they're going to be around $1,400 to $1,500. Yeah.
And now you went right into PC Richard's site.
No, I just went on the Google site, and it gives you a whole bunch of places to look at. Of course, now wherever I go on the internet, I'm going to get ads for propane refrigerators.
Because I see one right here, Frigidaire 34-inch, $764. I don't see it saying propane, though.
Yeah. You know what? You should just Google some RV dealerships. They'll have good propane refrigerators.
I would think they would have to, yeah, right? Yeah, yeah. That's a good idea.
That advice came from Kim Slater, who's
our
listener.
Thank you, Kim. So. I think it's a good idea, because that's probably the people who use them more so than cabins.
All right, now we're out of time. Looking after we look for propane refrigerators.
That's okay, because there's nothing to talk about in the weather since it's nice.
That's right. Well, Pat, keep on looking for the propane refrigerator for
us. I will. I have nothing better to do.
All right. Take care.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.